I can't tell you. We get requests for, you know, questions all the time through Ask Catherine. And there are so many people living in fear, and they're all saying, how can I be safe? And the answer to how can I be safe is that you have a family and a network that you know you will take care of in an emergency, and they will take care of you. And, you know, I always say, I wouldn't mind being a bag lady if all my friends are bag ladies. So if you approach life with that attitude and you absolutely refuse to live in fear, that will help build your immune system and you will be strong enough to fight.
Fear is an interesting thing because fear is actually, it's addictive. So, you know, people will go to their freedom news sites a couple of times a day. Actually, you know, but they'll never go to the mainstream media because they know it'll create fear. Well, get off your alternate sites for a week. You fast for 3 days, just praying that you won't be fearful. You will be amazed. There's something about that fasting for 3 days that not only resets your body, but you'll feel stronger and understand. I mean, because they're going to throw some curveballs at us real soon because we're waking up about what happened with COVID. So they've got to distract us. But, you know, haven't we been through, we've have the advantage now, we've all been scared. Like this COVID thing, I mean, until the truckers started rolling, I mean, I was cowering in my basement in fear, like, you know.
Really? I can't imagine you, Sean, in fear.
Well, I was actually starting a group to do criminal investigations, but, you know, but we were afraid. I mean, it was, it was like literally, Catherine, I think I've told you this, like in two of the last three lectures I've done in the province of Alberta, so, you know, we maybe had about an audience of 900 people around 900 people. I asked, you know, in the middle of the darkness, put up your hand if you honestly believe the army would be going door to door, dragging unvaccinated people out of their homes and forcefully jabbing them. And almost every hand goes up.
Wow.
Now, so do you want to talk level of fear? I believe the army was going to go door to door, dragging us out of our homes and jabbing us. That's how dark it was here.
Yeah.
And we had our official opposition leader calling for that.
Yeah.
So the point I'm making though is so we've all experienced a level of fear we hadn't before. Well, you know what? We're still here. We've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. We know that it's a physical reaction. Fear is a physical reaction. But if you understand it's a physical reaction, if you understand they're going to make us afraid again, you know, when they tank the economy or whatever, oh, how am I going to feed myself? Well, collectively, we'll figure it out by operating on the second commandment. That's how we'll do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like we'll get through it. And that's what we have to understand is it's a tactic that's used. So, you know, first of all, turn off all your media, even your alternative media, maybe do it every other week. You'll be surprised how just taking a week off and focusing on your life, start getting involved. If you're actually getting involved in the freedom movement, you're less afraid.
Right. Absolutely. Take action. You know, and that's why on the financial transaction freedom, we try and give lots of different ideas so that everybody does what's comfortable for them.
We also need to remind our young people what is in our Constitution, what our inalienable rights are in the United States. I don't know if you have inalienable rights, but we do. And the more people understand that, the less they will be trampled on. You know, I think there are a lot of people now who do not know what rights we have under the Constitution.